from the time we, as a church community, moved onto this property that is now our campus, there was a desire to have a labyrinth. There were several attempts to get something going, but the plans never got off the ground, and the funds never manifested. It was in early 2015 when Penny and Alan C. approached Reverend Steve Bolin again about the idea of a labyrinth. Penny and Alan had just returned from attending a labyrinth seminar in California, and they were excited and ready to make it happen. Reverend Steve asked Bob Withrow, the then assistant to the senior minister, to head up a planning team. He gathered a team of 9 congregants, and they met for the first time in March of 2015.
And I remember the feeling that I had, and I think each of us had, that the question wasn't, can we build a labyrinth? It was, we are building a labyrinth. It is going to happen. And so we never went through a questioning as to, should we, how will we? It was, we will. Within a month, we had a complete plan of how we wanted to proceed. And like I said, it was a God thing from the beginning. We were divinely guided to have a master labyrinth builder come here to the site. And we made the unusual decision to make the center of our labyrinth one of the beautiful oak trees here.
This tree, which is at the center of our labyrinth, has a very special story of its own. Reverend Belinda Lightheart, who was one of the members of the original team, shares it.
That particular tree has a sentimental value to me. The city of Austin has required certain size trees be recorded so that we're not eliminating one of our natural resources unnecessarily. And each recorded tree has a tag on it. This particular tree is number 42. So a sidebar, for those of you who are familiar with the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, you may know that the number 42 is the answer to life and the meaning of everything. So we found a lot of joy in that particular reference when we were building it.
It was evident that the time for the labyrinth had come, and it showed in the ease with which the funds were raised to build it.
I mean, when we announced this thing, we were out in the foyer several Sundays after service, and literally people stood in line after all 3 Sundays in which we were raising funds to give what they could to build this labyrinth. It was magical. It wasn't people wanted it, and that's why we knew this is a Unity Church of the Hills thing. It's time. We had a couple of very generous donors along the way, so before we knew it, we had raised beyond our expectations the amount of money for the labyrinth project. And long story short, from that very early meeting in February, March of 2015, the labyrinth was dedicated on June 14th, 2015, 3 months beginning to end, and it was not a surprise to any of us that it happened that way, because we knew we were all guided from the beginning. And
the uniqueness of our labyrinth goes beyond tree number 42.
And there are 3 stone benches around that tree, 3 places to sit and reflect. And that is a manifestation, a physical manifestation of the Unity Trinity, mind, idea, expression. There are also 12 specific stones that surround it for the 12 powers, not unlike the powers that are portrayed here in this beautiful chapel. From faith in January all the way through life in December, we celebrate a power each month that aligns with one of the 12 apostles.
When the construction on the labyrinth began, there was a time-lapse video of the building made and later showed on June 14th, 2015, the Sunday when we dedicated the labyrinth, a mere 3 months from the first meeting. Prior to the dedication, John Camden, along with John Edwards and others, built the kiosk to the side of the labyrinth that holds literature and plaques with the names of all the donors to the project. Kay Martin created the beautiful mosaic of the Unity Wings that hangs over the arch at the entrance of the labyrinth. Work parties were held to complete the landscaping. So much love and energy went into the planning, design, building, and completion of our beautiful labyrinth. Meditation is one of the cornerstones of our Unity movement, and the labyrinth provides an opportunity to engage in a walking meditation. This labyrinth has provided a place for so many, especially during the pandemic, to step away from the concerns of the world and connect with spirit and their own divine nature. The labyrinth is available 24/7, 365, and you're invited to come to enjoy it at any time.
Please proceed to stop number 16.